News in brief. Tensions mount in Syria as foreign-backed insurgents are accused of attacking people with chemical weapons. The government says at least 25 people died after militants fired rockets filled with chemical substances in Aleppo province. Russia has described the attack as an extremely dangerous development. The newly elected interim prime minister of the foreign-backed Syrian opposition coalition has ruled out dialogue with the Syrian government. Hassan Hito, who is a naturalized American citizen, called on the international community to recognize his legitimacy. He said he will establish his headquarters in the insurgent-held territories in northern Syria. At least 65 people are dead, 200 more have been wounded in a series of bombings in Iraq. The explosions ripped through Shia-dominated districts across Baghdad and a town south of the capital. Violence is seen as an attempt to trigger sectarian tension a decade after the US-led invasion. The former British Prime Minister says the invasion of Iraq was the right decision. Tony Blair claims that the progress made in Iraq would have been impossible under Saddam Hussein. Blair made the comments on the eve of the 10th anniversary of the Iraq invasion. The war has claimed lives for a huge number of Iraqis. The United States has plans to deploy a missile system in Romania despite opposition from Russia. Romania's defense minister has said the deployment will take place in 2015. The missiles are part of a wider U.S. missile system planned for Europe. Moscow has said the missiles threaten Russian security. An explosion has killed seven U.S. Marines at a military ammunition depot in western Nevada. The blast took place at the Hawthorne Army Depot during a training exercise. Military officials have declined to specify the cause of the explosion. They've also refused to indicate whether there were any civilian casualties. A fistfight between lawmakers in Ukraine has led to a brief suspension of Tuesday's parliamentary session. The fighting occurred between MPs from the president's party and a far-right opposition faction. The clashes erupted after the parliamentary leader of the president's party made a speech in Russian. Opposition lawmakers immediately booed him, calling him names. And the daughter of the head of Iran's Expediency Council and former president Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani has been released after serving a six-month sentence. Her lawyer said Faizeh Hashemi was released on Tuesday morning. She was detained in September 2012 after the Tehran Islamic Revolutionary Court found her guilty of spreading anti-government propaganda.